This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, more now about guns and money. Last year, the National Rifle Association, and this is according to the Center for Responsive Politics, last year the NRA spent about $5 million lobbying Congress. 10 years ago, the NRA lobbied to the tune of about $1.5 million a year, so that's a good-sized bump. But thinking of the NRA as just a Washington powerhouse lobbyist obscures its actual impact in this economy. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more now on the NRA's rise and reach.
The NRA was founded right after the Civil War by two veterans who were horrified at the terrible shooting skills of the typical Civil War soldier.
Most of them didn't really know one end of a gun from the other.
Robert Spitzer teaches gun policy at the State University of New York at Cortland. He says the NRA dipped a toe in politics in the 1930s, but it was mainly a group of hunters and sportsmen. Then came the Gun Control Act of 1968.
And that helped to propel a more dissident group within the NRA to eventually take over the organization in 1977.
But not everyone was happy about the NRA's transformation into political activism. And there's still some tension between the NRA's political arm and the hunters who used to be in control. Kristen Goss teaches public policy at Duke University. She says in surveys, NRA members will support things like background checks for private gun sales.
You know, you will find majorities of NRA members in those surveys supporting that policy, but that is not a policy that the NRA as an organization supports.
But Goss says those members stay in the NRA, sometimes for practical reasons. These days, you can get discounts on insurance and hotels with an NRA membership.
They've got sort of corporate partners who, you know, like to have access to these, you know, several million members.
The NRA offers firearms training. It holds fundraising dinners across the country. It's a far cry from the 1980s, when Richard Feldman worked as an NRA lobbyist.
We went through an awful lot of cycles when I was at NRA in the 80s where we'd be out of money.
Feldman estimates that today, the NRA's budget is upwards of $300 million a year. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.